Let's go to the Cardio Newsline right now and visit with, and forgive me, I don't have your name in front of me, my computer completely shut down.
Dan, I just had the same thing happen with my phone.
I cannot believe it. Wow, oh, that was kind of strange. Anyway, who is this? Who am I?
Let me introduce myself. My name is Barbara Jackson, and I'm a health promotion specialist here at the Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment. And I've been working on an initiative for substance misuse prevention for the last 3 years. And over that time, there's one thing that's really percolated to the top, if you will, on what I've seen within our community, and that's that people come to active substance use from many different paths. Sometimes it's a prescription pad from their trusted doctor. Sometimes it's a youth that is experimenting. Sometimes it's an individual that's had a traumatic event and they feel the need to self-medicate.
So
regardless of how they came to that, stigma is cited as the number one reason people don't seek treatment for their substance use or mental health issues.
Wow, that's interesting. That is very interesting, the stigma of it. So how are you educating the folks right now, and how are you getting the word out in what you've studied over the last, I would say, over the last couple of years?
Yes, thank you. So I really believe in the power of storytelling and the power of those firsthand accounts. So I've been really fortunate to have some terrific partners here in the community, and it's specifically 11 people who have come from active substance use to now active recovery. And they share some very poignant stories of stigma in their own lives and their path. We did a recorded interview. I took some photographs, and our art exhibit combines both of those.
Wow.
So we have a web page that has the full interview, but what I've captured is a kind of a, I guess, a laser message of hope that each one of them wants to share with the greater community.
Well, give us an example.
That image.
Give us an example of what someone will be able to see, and where would they be able to see this?
Oh, that's awesome. So it's called Your Words Have Power, Let's Share Hope. And this Friday, I'm going to be at Mineral Palace Park, and it's the farmer's market.
Okay.
And joining me there will be two of the people that are in this project. And we're going to be there from 7 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. And I would love to share hope-filled bags. I have some great incentives. We are going to have some really terrific and rich conversations with the peers that are going to be with me. Beyond that, we're going to the Patrick Lucero Library. We'll be there from August 19th to the 27th. That's on Pueblo's east side on 7th Street. We're going to have a storyteller event on Monday, August 23rd at 1 p.m.
Excellent.
Then we're going to the Friendly Harbor Community Center, and we're going to have the exhibit and also a resource fair.
Now,
I'm sorry
not to interrupt you. We've got about 30 seconds left because I want to get as much information as possible. But if anybody missed those dates and all of what we just discussed, you can go back to our podcast page and listen to this entire interview again. So those dates, is there a website somebody can get more information just right off the bat here?
Yes, please.
Okay.
PuebloHealth.org. Scroll down, you see a dark box, the A to Z directory. Click on Prevent Substance Misuse. And then on that page, Your Words Have Power, Let's Share Hope.
Wow. That sounds great. I wish we had more time to talk about this, and maybe perhaps we can down the road talk a little bit more about it, because it is an issue in our community. And I appreciate you calling, and especially because your phone died and my computer died at the same time. but thanks for joining us today, and we'll look forward to seeing how people are going to get some profound help and maybe prevent someone from abusing substances in our community by going to this exhibit. Thanks for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Dan, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yep.